This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about? I suspect you are. I'm just a little bit suspicious about you. Actually, I'm not suspicious about you at all. I know you're an exceptional American. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on. As you can imagine, we are once again on the 24/7, 365 news cycle. Somebody has to write it. You might as well be you and I, right? Yeah, I mean, so it's interesting with all the shutdown.
In fact, I got to write this down.
With all the shutdown of YouTube, Alex Jones
is being challenged. I'm sorry, but a little show prep going on right now. I've been up for a while doing the show prep business, and yesterday too. But anyway, I forgot. I just saw this one. This is one of these little glimmering things in the shining object that just appealed to me just before airtime, that Alex Jones is getting into a real tete-a-tete with YouTube. And, of course, YouTube's trying to shut down everything that Alex Jones or anybody represents to the alternative media, because they got to get this gun narrative going on. They have got to take your guns. That's what it is. It's all about that Second Amendment thing, you know. I had some great conversations with some of my gun buddies over the weekend. And they're talking about, they all get it. They all get it. You know, of course, they listen to my radio show, which I really appreciate. But they're all into the alternative media and so on. You know, we're like-minded folks because, you know, we're capable of taking a look-see at what the real motivation is behind the mainstream media and those types. They're really pressing hard. That's because they are losing big time, and they know it. And they have Donald Trump in office. That's another problem. So, you know, and again, the key thing is that no one thought Hillary was going to lose. They thought she was a shoo-in. And we've all known that, and that was, of course, their downfall. They just say, hey, everybody's on board with us. I mean, we got Oprah, we got Babs, we got everybody, we got the sports people.
We got every. Well, we don't have racing. We don't have NASCAR. We don't have those drag guys. Those guys that like to drag race all the time. We don't have those guys. No, we don't. And we have, as it turns out, we just didn't have anybody who likes to work with their hands. You know, these people who like to build things, work with steel. And aluminium. Oh, I'm sorry. Aluminum. Aluminium. I mean, there's two ways to pronounce that. You didn't know. And Donald Trump, of course, coming up with these tariffs. So, gosh, those guys, they beat us. They all beat us. And those Second Amendment gun writers, my God, the largest civil rights organization in the world, which is known as the National Rifle Association, Second Amendment, anyone. Now, I have my disagreements with the NRA in many, many ways, but you cannot discount the fact that the largest civil rights organization, not the NAACP, that has turned into a major racist organization. We know that, unfortunately. Did a lot of good work, but then all of a sudden, race hustling brought them money. They figured that one out. The NRA, they're saying, oh, the NRA with your AR-15s, you kill kids and that just gets you money. So the AR-15 kills kids. Or is it, I mean, I don't know. My AR-15s just, I'm looking right at it. It hasn't moved since I talked to you last week. It's still there. Hasn't loaded itself. There's no magazine in it. Gosh darn that thing. Come alive. So you have the largest civil rights organization in the world, the NRA. Well, let me say that again for those of you that are really puckered up. The NRA is the largest civil rights organization in the world. Many proud millions of happy gun owners, legal gun owners, legal people that are legally doing the right thing by possessing legally, having been screened and checked. You know, when you go buy a gun, guys, you got to be checked. That's already going on. And many people say, oh, that just doesn't happen. You didn't get your gun checked. You weren't checked. You don't know. You know, listen, that goes on now all over the place, all over the nation. Everybody says, no, it doesn't. Okay, so anyway, they're screaming for greater background check. Let me ask you this. The shooter, the so-called perp in this process, which is now actually so many things are starting to really unravel relative to that shooting in Parkland. I said it was going to unravel because there's way too many things going on. And remember, I'm going to put it in your face again. I said the morning after all this, one officer stood down. There was no help going in to help those kids to die. It was in slaughter. Who does that? And then this is the other issue that comes up. What police officer doesn't rush in spite of orders to stay put? Tell me that. I had this discussion. I gave a presentation the other day, and I was asked the question. It was off topic, but I was asked the question about the school shooting, so I couldn't ignore it. You know, that's a bright, shining object for me to discuss. But I posited this with everybody. I said, what police officer, and there were several, well, two or three teachers in there. And, you know, we are trained, and I'm not the police officer. I was just a school administrator, teacher. We're trained. It's in our gut to protect kids. That's what we do. That's one of the first things we have to do as teachers and educators is to protect kids. That's our job. We sign documents that we're going to protect kids. So I ask you, what officer, and again, in light of Columbine, would stand down? See, this was the point that came up in a conversation that in Florida, what they did is the officers did not go in. They were told to stand down, and first responders were told to stand down by order of one of the captains there in Broward County Sheriff's Department. We have his name, of course. But I ask you this, and I said this, the other part of this component is, sure, they were told to stand down. They were given the order to stand down. But I'm telling you, knowing what I know and how I've always behaved whenever there's a problem, including potential guns going on, including threats against our kids, including people brandishing weapons to blow heads off of kids. We didn't cower. No, we ran to it. Now, my question came to the crowd. I said, now, what was the mindset? Where did it come with all these responders all dressed up in their military garb with their AR-15s and their body armor? Why did they stop and hesitate when they heard the gunfire? I said, that's the bigger problem. And then they were all so bold. This is what I was raging about last week. They were all so bold to show up the day that all the kids came back to school at Douglas. How bold they were to comfort those kids. How bold you weren't to protect the dead ones. See, that's the point. There is a problem there. What training has gone on where they're told to respond back and do nothing? They go in. That's the rule number one since Columbine. You go in. And this is the first time I've ever heard of officers doing that, even in spite of orders to stand down. You say, oh, you got to follow order. No, you don't. I would never follow an order like that, and I never did. We went in and protected kids, period, end of subject. And we did it unarmed. As thousands of teachers around the nation would do. And many did that day, didn't they? We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Michelle Malkin Investigates, which you see on CRTV, is joining us right now. Good morning
to
you.
I bet you're really tired because you were up late watching the Oscars, right?
Yeah, I kind of skipped over that, scrolled my Twitter feed and got everything I needed to know from that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Hollywood had to be wondering, you know, how sanctimonious can we be, being that how much has gone wrong in terms of gender relations, gender pay, and sexual harassment charges coming from that portion of society. But they did have there's a little bit of hypocrisy when it comes to security. In fact, what Hollywood demands and what they're actually demanding for us to do when it comes to guns.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I think that their operative slogan is armed security for we, but not for thee. You know, 500, a phalanx of 500 law enforcement officers, both locally from the LAPD as well as FBI agents, they were armed to the teeth. And can you imagine if every American school were as protected as the Oscars event? They strut around in their stilettos and their orange pins, virtue signaling about gun control, while not only are they protected by all of these armed security at this event, a lot of them travel with personal security guards that are all armed, and they live in gated communities behind tall walls, while they lecture the rest of us as racist nativists and people who advocate for the slaughter of innocents sanctimoniously because we disagree with them and defend our own Second Amendment rights. I think this is why probably you will see that at the end of the day, just like with the NFL, the number of people, the number of Americans who are tuning out all of these hypocritical liberals is larger than it's ever been, and they deserve it.
Well, you know, ultimately, you go to the movies to escape reality, so if you're going to watch the movie award show, you would think that it wouldn't be political, but it, you know, obviously, and we played a little montage, I'm sure you've seen it, it was very political. If you're on the political right, you might have felt like, well, that's a party I'm not invited to.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, they go out of their way to denigrate half of America, and then they scratch their heads and wonder why their own disapproval rates are spiking higher than Donald Trump, certainly. And you've got Jimmy Kimmel, who plays both sides of the aisle. On the one hand, oh, I'm just a late-night comedian, don't mind me. And yet, on the other hand, seizing every opportunity to falsely claim some sort of absolute moral authority, getting his talking points from Chuck Schumer on everything from gun control to immigration. Why can't these people just entertain without thinking of themselves as unelected politicians in this country?
Yeah, I think about being a little girl and watching it. Has it always been this political? When I was a little girl, I loved watching the Oscars. I wanted to be in New York or in California so badly. And so I don't ever remember it being like that, but maybe I was too young to know.
Johnny
you
Carson,
say no.
He was an equal opportunity joker.
I know.
And it wasn't so politically sharp. Meanwhile,
there's a chasm. There's a chasm between the reality of America and the way that these people live in such a bubble. And it's the preaching and it's the sanctimony that people have gotten sick of.
Well, there were some.
Yeah, it is. And again, I'm going to go back to this point about our schools. You've heard me say this, that we don't protect our schools. And right now, the signs are still up all around the nation. All you need to do is just, you know, what's really interesting is Rand Paul. I got to get back to
my website here.
Is Rand Paul has introduced new legislation. Let's see if I've got this here. Rand Paul. Oh, here we go. Rand Paul wants to repeal the federal gun-free school zones. I bet you didn't know this. And actually, I'd forgotten completely about it. Well, because I dealt with federal grants, you know, because you got a federal grant for school, you always had to have the sign up. That's why those signs are there. But it goes back to something else. Now, I'm telling you, the pinnacle, the start of so much that we're dealing with today, started in the 90s, the early 90s, in the late 80s, early 90s, right around the collapse of communism, as they say. Now, one of the things kind of interesting about the collapse of communism, back in 1988-89, when the wall came down, and then, of course, in the Soviet Union, when the collapse of the Soviet Union in 91-92-93, when all that started, people were saying, and I was saying at the time too, that yes, we've seen the physical collapse of communism back in the collapse of the wall and all this good stuff, right? And symbolically, it was important that communism was destroyed, but it just changed shape. It just changed shape. It morphed into something else. Now, those of you that have heard my story about Friedrich Mercurius, who I interviewed at the Church of St. Nikolai in Leipzig, Germany in 1992, one of the big questions, because this is about the Monday masses in Leipzig, and ultimately millions of people came out because they prayed and they were Christians, and they outed the whole thing about Erich Honecker, and suddenly the wall came down in November of, coming up to an anniversary, actually. It will be, 30 years? 30 years next year, November 1989. I can remember all this vividly. And then, anyway, so I go and travel there, and I interview him. He is one of the people who helped to create what were known as the Monday Masses in Leipzig, Germany. Now, I interviewed him, and we got to the reasons why communism collapsed and all that stuff. So one of the big questions I asked him, and I wanted to know, because it was a burning question, you know, because it's just, communism collapses, so where do the communists go? Just because you have the ideology, the symbolism, like the wall going, where do good communists go? They just disappeared. They're gone. So the obvious question, in fact, it was one of the burning questions I always had. And when I first went to East Germany, I was asked the question, where did the communists go? Where did the communists go? So one of my sole purposes actually to interview Friedrich Mercurius, brought to you by Roger Thoreau of the Wall Street Journal, who helped me with this. It was interesting because I interviewed him. We were there for 3 hours solid, about the collapse of communism and what brought it out, and the Monday masses and all that. But I had one question, which was like the first question I was going to have. I had it on my notebook, first question to ask. Where did the communists go? Because they just disappeared. They up and disappeared. They're gone. Well, of course, part of that answer was told to me by the State Department people before I came in. I said, they're still there. They didn't change anything. Their behaviors are still going on. The Stasi's out. They're doing the same old thing. Just because the wall collapsed doesn't mean their culture and everything goes away. Of course, that takes time, especially as capitalism started to come into the Eastern Bloc and so on. But here's the biggest thing. I said to Friedrich, I'm literally standing in the door exiting, and I forgot. I said, wait a minute. I said, what happened to all the communists? Where did these communists go? You know, you had all your communists in East Germany and all in the Soviet bloc and all. Where did they go? And he looked at me coldly and he just like, what's wrong with you? Don't you understand? And quite frankly, I didn't. That's why I was asking the question. And he looked at me just cold and just solid. Well, they all became environmentalists. Oh. Like, you know, environment, like Al Gore's. Yeah. And Obama and Jerry Brown. Get it? Radical environmentalism is what these communists became. They morphed into something different. And, of course, when the collapse fell in 89 and in the 90, they had plans, they had designs, and they were working on these plans and designs so that we knew that they could take away our freedoms and liberties by our own devices, by our own laws. So they started getting into the legislatures. They started getting in all over these places. And they already had been embedded for years. It was now time for things to become actionable. When the wall fell and when the Soviet Union collapsed, it was an actionable time for the embeds, if you will. And that's when we started seeing all kinds of freaky things. Ultimately, it yielded something called Agenda 21. From the United Nations, a nice totalitarian manifesto. We'll be back. Here we go.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Gresson and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also, you can email me, paul at a21r.com. paul at a21r.com. And thank you for your listenership, I might add. Also, newcaliforniastate.com. And the big news is we're now at 37 counties. We picked up a couple more since Monday. Or since Friday. Excuse me. Yeah, we picked up two more. So now we're at 37 counties. I say again, 37 counties. And what two of these have, no, is it two? Three. Yeah, three have to be approved. And that'll happen on Thursday night. Okay, so a lot of things going on. And I was talking in the last segment, this is a great follow-up on what we were talking about last week with the gun-free zone signs. And take down the signs. Go in and demand that they take down the signs. Send a message to Donald Trump. Take down the signs. He can do that on an executive order. He can order it to happen. He should order it to happen. Now, this is how this came about. And this is something I'm, for whatever reason, maybe they figured out what's going on. Rand Paul did this. Now, I had completely forgotten about this, but I remembered at the time happening and the signs going up. And of course, that stuck in my craw because, you know, I was a fledgling. Well, I wasn't fledgling. I was a school administrator. I was full-on school administrator. And at this time in 1999, I can remember these signs going up and the beef about it. And our custodians were not real happy about these signs. And they actually put them in the sidewalk. So you have a coring machine come out and put the, you know, the pole in and then put the sign on it right in front of the school. And I thought, well, that's kind of stupid. But, you know, never really did it become really stupid until, you know, the school shooting started. Now, it's kind of interesting. We did an assessment of school shootings last week, as you may recall. And the total number of school shootings, this is school shootings, during the Obama administration, what was it? 134 during 8 years. School shootings. Something like 20 for, not even 20 for Ronald Reagan. I'm going to go back and get that. But you can see it. Where did we put that? Where did I put that? Oh, here we go. It was list of school shootings. Oh, it's in the article. Okay, so I wrote the article. Okay, it's been a long, long week. It's, and by the way, it's the weekend that was long as well. Anyway, I wrote the article. Where'd you put it? In the article, Paul, in the article. So you can go to the article. So Rand Paul wants to repeal federal gun-free zones law, okay? It's in there, and you can see it. It came in part from the Washington Examiner and in part by me as well. So we've got the History of Gun-Free Zones Acts, and we also have a list of school shootings in America. It's quite revealing. During the Obama administration, there were 134 school shootings in the United States, more than any other president before the Obama administration. 134. Let's make that really clear. Not only that, remember that in part, some of these were higher than three or higher in terms of deaths per event. Now, that goes into another category, mass murder. At three or more, it's considered a mass murder. Now, during the Obama administration, we calculated that during the 8 years of the Obama administration, they had 114 mass murders under Obama. More than anybody else, the next closest to that would have been Bill Clinton at 23 in his 8 years. The Bushes both had 15. And, of course, Bush the older was only 4 years, so his rate's pretty high, too. But Ronald Reagan had 7 mass murders during his time as president. 7. Let's see. I don't know what you want to make of that, right? The statistics don't lie. All right, I'm getting texts. It's funny, my little phone lights up, and I've got to make sure the things are off here as I'm ranting here. Okay, so this is what the Gun-Free Zone Act law is all about. And it happened in 1990. It says Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky introduced legislation on Thursday, that's last Thursday, that would repeal a 1990 law banning guns from school zones, a move that fits with his push to arm teachers and other school personnel so they can prevent school shootings like the one that took place in Florida last month. Paul's bill would repeal the Gun-Free Zones Act of 1990 and all amendments to the law. Thank God. So the law bans weapons in and around all public and private K through 12 schools with limited exceptions. Its supporters say that the law is needed to reduce violence at school. Really? Really? Okay, so now that's another statistic. Since 1990, when these signs went up, the number of school shootings has soared since 1990. Soared. So that's my point. They've got gun things going on here since they go back to 1870 in some of these shootings. 1764. Greencastle, Pennsylvania, deaths 10. an Enoch Brown school massacre, or the Enoch Brown school massacre, it's called, perhaps the earliest shooting to happen on school or college property in what would become the United States. That was 1764, so we weren't a nation yet. I'm sorry, my vision on this one, my computer screen's a little challenged. I'm just a little. So Enoch Brown says, was the notorious Enoch Brown school massacre during the, during the Pontiac War. Okay. Four Delaware American Indians. Okay, so that was a war thing going on. Let's see. November 12th, 1840, Charlottesville, Virginia. John Anthony Gardner, Davis, a law professor at the University of Virginia, was shot by a student, Joseph Siemens, the one dead there. 1850s. Now, there's only one in the 1840s. 1850s, there's three. 1860, these are just school shootings. These are not, per se, the mass murder rate or massacre that we're talking about with Obama. 1860s, 1870s, 1880s, that big jump, doubling it looks like in school shootings. There were two deaths out of all of these, but there were school shootings. These were not mass murders. None of these so far, except for one, December 13th, 1898, Charleston, West Virginia. During the school exhibition, a group of young men tried to break up a student performance. When the teacher, Fisher, tried to throw them out, they turned on him. Audience members joined the fray. The fight resulted in deaths. Harry Fisher was shot in the heart and instantly killed. Six people got killed with that one. It doesn't seem like that's a planned event. Then 1900s, we go on to that one. And then I'm just going to skip forward because we're running out of time on this segment. 1940s, not 1950s, 1960s. 1960s, there were a fair amount. 1970s, yep, a good number going up there. But 1980s, not too bad. 1990s, when the law went into effect, let's see. Stunning, about four times more than the 80s. Gee, that's the evidence. It's right there. Wikipedia's got a really, really good source for this. Yep. So since this law went into effect, it's just been open season on our kids. Take down the signs.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. So we're doing some statistical analysis. In the 1980s, there were 41 school shootings in some way, shape, or form. In 1990, this is from Wikipedia. I could be off by one or two, but just this is pretty, the numbers are telling. In 1990, there were 65. And just at first blush, as I look at the 2000s, 2000s, in the 21st century, 2000s, I'm just going to give you a quick retinal scan here. It's stunning. It looks like it's way more than the 1990s. This is, I just, you know, obviously I can't take the time to count all these right now. But look, we could try. It's several pages of scrolling. So that's 1990s, the first 10 years. Okay, then in this part after 10 years, so 2010 comes up. Let's see. Yeah, 2010s. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Let's see here. 9, 9, 9, 9. Salinas, California. I can remember that one. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. 23 so far in 2010. I mean, how are those gun-free zone signs working for us, right? That's 23 up to, now I'm up to 20, March 12th, March 12th, 2012, I'm up to 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 37. Oh, that's right. So, okay, 37. Okay, so, gosh, are you kidding me? So, from 2010, I know this number, from 2010 to 2018. God, this is stunning. So, geez. So, why not take, I mean, let's just try it out for size. So I'm going to go back here. We got, since Obama, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So 100, stunning. We aren't even out of this decade. And are you ready for this number? Right now, 2010, the number is 100
129
school shootings. 129 school shootings right now. That's where we sit today. With Parkland, that includes Parkland. So 129. Isn't that stunning? So since 2010 up until today, it's 129? No, it's got to be more than that. 129. Oh, I stand corrected. It's more than 129. Let's go back here. So, you know, 129. So we got to count the Trump there. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8. 8. So 129, 8 is 137, I stand corrected. So it's 137 school shootings just since 2010. I told you the Obama administration had 134 in 8 years. Hello, school shootings. How's those signs working out for everybody? Do we need to make it any clearer? We've just opened it up as a soft target. And then what do you do in California? What do you do in California with Harry Brown? What do you do? Oh, he wants to take guns away from the teaching staff and everybody else. We want to soften the target even more, right? Skyrocketing school shootings since the signs went up. Now, I just have a feeling that this legislation that was foisted upon everybody, this gun-free zone legislation that was foisted upon everybody, I just have a feeling that, you know, we're just looking out for everybody's safety, right? This was in 1990, the Gun-Free Zone Act. I'm sorry, I just kind of, you know, when it comes to kids, I think you all know how I feel. When it comes to kids and you're murdering kids and we're allowing this to happen, how insane are we even just to consider this conversation? Are we that screwed up? Have we allowed the media to control us so much? So this is as it goes here. This is from the Gun-Free Zone Act of 1990. The Gun-Free Zone Act is an act of the U.S. Congress prohibiting any unauthorized individual from knowingly possessing a loaded or unsecured firearm at a place that the individual knows has a reasonable cause to believe as a school zone is defined in 18 U.S.C. blah, blah, blah. The law applies to public, private, and parochial schools. It was first introduced in the U.S. Senate in February 1990 by Senator Herb Kohl of Wisconsin, and then was incorporated into the Crime Control Act of 1990 that was signed by President H.W. Bush. You know, the guy that the One World Order? The One World Order thing? Right. So it was bundled, if you will, but Herb Kohl, Senator Herb, who's this guy? Who is Herb Kohl? Is he a Republican? Is a Democrat? I don't know. Herb Kohl. Let's see. He introduced the gun-free zone business. See, university, political party. Oh, he's a Democrat. Why, of course he is. Member of the United States Army Reserve, Bud Selig. Let's see. Also, he's roommate with Bud Selig. Another fish. After finishing graduate school, Kohl worked as an investor in real estate, blah, blah, blah. President of Kohl's. Kohl was named president of Kohl's. Kohl's. This Kohl. Really? Same guy with Kohl's department store. That's who he's related to. So the Gun-Free Zone Act. I wonder if it's gun-free at Kohl's department store. It's not. And I, you know, isn't it nice what Michelle Malkin was talking about with the gun-free zones at the Oscars? Oh, I'm sorry. It wasn't a gun-free zone. That wasn't. It was armed to the teeth. Who should we protect more? The actors or the children?
Two, one, one, zero. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back. Remember, MyPillow, 800-266-4715, and Agenda is your promo code for your discount. By the way, they're still doing the 4-for-1, deal. I guess you get two smalls and two bigs, and it's a big deal. It's obviously a big deal. And by the way, the greatest sleep on the planet with MyPillow. And code word AGENDA, 800-266-4715. I sleep very well when I sleep on MyPillow. Okay, a lot of things going on. Like I said, we've been talking about the statistics relative to these school shootings, which I think are very, very telling. And like I said, since we put the sign up, it's been a slaughterhouse for schools. This is in 1990. The Safe and Gun-Free Zones Act business, Gun-Free Zone Act of 1990. Cole department store, that was the senator, Herb Cole, introduced it, actually. And same Coles from the Coles department store. I've never set foot in a Coles, by the way. But that doesn't, So the Gun-Free Zone Act of 1990, and since then, we've had a slaughter. It's been a slaughter in our public schools, in our schools in general. And in fact, from as we were just discussing here, now, the statistics that we're using here can be challenged, we understand that, but pretty firm, 137 school shootings just since 2010. Wow. Compare that to 41 in 1980s and 65 in 1990s. That's a trend I think we need to stop, don't you? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.